Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse and have something interesting to share with you. So when I was talking to my husband about how many countries Pray Every Day was in, he took it upon himself to find out which countries Pray Every Day was not in. And so I'm going to be praying through over the next 20 days for the rest of this month. I'm going to pray through two countries a day that don't yet have Pray Every Day there. And so if you happen to know of someone in this particular country that you could send a link to, that would be awesome. But let me first just start by praying for Afghanistan. And I just heard today from a radio station about a girl that was trying to go back to school and how hard that was. So let me pray for Afghanistan and Andorra. So Lord Jesus, we lift up Afghanistan to you and we thank you for that nation. We pray for your favor over them. We pray that there would be breakthrough. We also pray especially for the women and children and in that country for protection. Lord, I pray that you would bring Pray Every Day into the airwaves of Afghanistan some miraculous way, Lord. And I also lift up the country of Andorra in Europe, 77,265 people. I pray that the impossible would happen and you would bring this particular podcast or any podcast that's talking about your name into that airspace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. I heard a loud voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. The first went and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a harmful and evil sore on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped his image. The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. Every living thing in the sea died. The third poured out his bowl into the rivers of springs of water, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, who are and who were, O Holy One, because you have judged these things. For they poured out the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve this. I heard the altar saying, yes, Lord, the Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. The fourth poured out his bowl on the sun, and it was given to him to scorch men with fire. People were scorched with great heat, and people blasphemed the name of the Lord God, who had the power over these plagues. They didn't repent and give him glory. The fifth poured out a bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened. They gnawed their tongues because of the pain, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores. They didn't repent of their works. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river, the Euphrates. Its water was dried up, that the way might be prepared for the kings that come from the sunrise. I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet three unclean spirits, something like frogs, for they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole inhabited earth to gather them together for the war of that great day of God the Almighty. Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his clothes so that he doesn't walk naked and they see his shame. He gathered them together into the place which is called in Hebrew Megiddo. The seventh poured out his bowl into the air, a loud voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. There were lightning sounds, thunder, and there was a great earthquake such as not happened since there were men on the earth, so great an earthquake and so mighty. The great city was divided into three parts and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in the sight of God to give her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Every island fled away and the mountains were not found. Great hailstones about the weight of a talent came down out of the sky on people. People blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail, for this plague is exceedingly severe. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to be ready. That's the message of the book of Revelation, is to prepare us and to help us to remember that we need to be ready. And we also lift up those people in our lives who are not repenting, who are far from you, who go from bad to worse, and they still don't repent. And so we just pray for your mercy upon them now. We pray you would woo them to yourself. We can do what we can do, Lord, and we can walk in your ways, and we can share you with them, but really it's the Holy Spirit wooing them to himself. And so we just place them on the altar. We place them before you. We ask that you would find them and choose them and save them, rescue them from themselves, Lord. Help us to be a ready people, people who stand watch, a people who eagerly wait for your coming. And Lord, thank you that your judgments are pure and right and good, and that someday Even after all this tribulation, everything will be made right. Help us to rest in that. Help us to be people who live eschatological lives, thinking about the end times, thinking about what will be, living in light of putting our treasures in heaven rather than here on earth. Lord, we know we can't accomplish this on our own. We need your Holy Spirit. And I pray for those people today who are just struggling. They're broken, they're hurting, they're anxious, they're tired, they're worried, all those things. And Lord, I pray that you would lift their burden right now in the precious, beautiful name of Jesus. Just lift it off their shoulders, lift it from their minds, lift it from their hearts. Lord, just set them free so they can worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you. And I would so appreciate that you would pray for some of these nations that don't yet have this podcast in them, particularly today, Afghanistan and Andorra. So thank you so much. And you might even have to go look on a map to find Andorra. I know I need to. Have a great day.